Fred Film Radio, Venice Production Bridge at the Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi and I'm here with Pascal Dio, director of Venice Production Bridge. Good morning.
Good morning, Angelo.
The Venice Production Bridge just ended one day ago, 2 days ago, and you are recovering a little bit from it, but you look a very happy man.
I am. It's not only, I'm not just looking, I am.
Because the results were very good.
Indeed. The results were very good in terms of numbers, because we had more professionals than last year, because we are now around 1,800 professionals for the market, including a 35% increase in the gold member, who are the sales agents, the producers, and the distributors, and especially the producers. I do believe this quite big increase, 35% is quite a big increase, really is connected to the evolution of the Venice Production Bridge and especially the Venice gap financing market, because we have been showing and presenting 40 projects. Including
which is a big number.
Which is a big number compared
to
with the 15 that we were showing before. It's a big number, and the fact that we have been opening the project also to innovative projects, including TV series, web series, and VR projects, made, I do believe, a big difference.
In the gap financing branch, let's call it, of the Venice Production Bridge, how many actually projects were finally financed? Do you know that already? I mean, how much money has actually been poured into those projects, if you know it so far?
We don't know it. To be totally honest, we don't know it so far. It's a little bit too early to speak about it, but. If we compare with previous years, we know that we have 80% of the film which have been shown or presented in the gap financing market, which have been completed and released.
So you answer my question, even if it's not this year, but you know that the trend is of that kind of figures.
Absolutely.
There was another new section of the Venice Production Bridge this year dedicated to books and publishing houses, which was new and which was very successful, for what I know.
Yes, it was. The book adaptation rights area has been very successful because 15 publishing houses which have been invited had more than 250 meetings over less than 2 days.
So they worked a lot.
They worked a lot, and for them, the feedback is really great, because they are all telling me that finally they have been able to meet international producers that they never have any opportunity to see, but also to meet even national producer that they hadn't met before. So it was very interesting for them. And the fact that they were not really based on having a book selected, but to be able to discuss with the producer, to exactly know what his feeling was about, what he was looking for, and so on, was much more interesting for them, because it's a better way to know better the producers, and to be able to propose the accurate book or essay or graphic novels and so on.
I think that this works also because of what we talked earlier in our first interview about the quality of time that producers and professional can have in Venice. The atmosphere is more familiar, everything is smaller, so this could help, I think. This is an additional help, let's say it.
Yes, it's a primordial ingredient of the success of the festival, but also of the market, of course. It's indeed the fact that all the professionals are very relaxed. They have the time to have in-depth conversations on projects. Make that the turn we have been doing going, if I can say so, from a classic film market to the Venice Production Bridge, and really offering a hub, a platform, a services platform for producers, cope very perfectly well, in fact, with the atmosphere you have here.
Let's talk about Final Cut program, which was a success. Again, it seems that we are flattering you, but it is actually what it is. The Final Cut program is dedicated to movies coming from a certain part of the world, which are not finished. And the quality was very high. This is what I've been told. Our radio gave an award too, so we know in depth about that. Can you tell us your feelings about this? What can you say about the Final Cut program this year?
It was the fourth edition. Indeed, out of the 56 films, what we call, in fact, work in progress, which means the first rough cut of the film, we selected six films. And what we have been able to see is really the increase of the quality of the films coming from those regions, which are Africa and the Middle East. And it's true that that's why our partners and the distributors or other post-production companies who were attending the screenings have been really impressed by the quality of this. But I think it's also because probably not only Venice, but all the institutions which are here to help all those industry to evolve, to get better, to improve, and so on. I think we have now the result of what we have been doing.
Listen, you are resting a little bit, not much, but a little. But I imagine you are still thinking, you're already thinking about next year. So the Venice Production Bridge would be at its second edition, going to through a new path, which will be increased or modified in which way? If you know,
as you know, yes, as you know, films will remain the core of the Venice Film Festival and the Venice Production Bridge. What we will do is we will, of course, improve, because we have always some details to improve.
Yeah, you never stop.
Close the gap financing market. I will probably invite more publishing houses because with the success, because they have already confirmed, all of them, that they wanted to come back next year. So I will probably increase a little bit the number. And I do believe that Final Cut in Venice will be the program, the workshop, in which I will put perhaps new changes and new development in order to reinforce and improve also the exposure of those six titles, but also of what all is done in Africa and in the Middle East, not only in terms of work in progress, but also perhaps in development and something. So this is where my thoughts are going to.
Well, thank you very much, Pascal Dio, for being with us. Thank you for your work and your Venice Production Bridge, which was a big success, and we enjoyed it in terms of professionals, actually. And it's so let's talk again next year about this.
With great pleasure. Thank you, Angelo.
Welcome. Angelo Acerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.